Welcome back, everybody, to Amin Yomi, Tirup to Daf Kuf Da'on Beis 104b. And we are on the Mishnah on the very top of Daf Kuf Da'on Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kosev Shtei Osios Be'al Mechel Chaim, that if someone writes two letters in one lapse of awareness, meaning in one forgetting, then you are going to be Chayve Karbon Chatas. Kosev Video Besamasek Robokomos Vekan Kantom. So if someone wrote with some sort of ink of a Chol Davar Shu Roshim or with anything else that leaves a mark, Al Shnei Kosev Lizavios, or on two walls that form a corner, meaning you have two separate walls that form a right angle, and you wrote on those, V'al Shnei Levachei Pinkis, or two elements of a ledger, which is basically meaning you have some panels and you scrape in the letters, the hey, nagin, zames, and you're able to read them together. Chayiv, you are going to be chayiv. Akosei val b'saro, chayiv, the Mishnah goes and continues. It says someone who writes on their flesh, on their skin with ink, is going to be chayiv. Masar al b'saro, someone who scratches letters on his flesh using some sort of instrument. Rabbi Yezer mechayiv chatas v'chacham and potrin. So Rabbi Yezer says you're going to be chayiv, chacham says you're going to be potter. This is a machlokas about whether this is a normal way of writing or not in order to make you chayiv. Now the Gemara Mishnah goes on and talks about different things where you are not going to be chayiv for kosev. Kosev b'maskin b'mei peros b'avak racham b'avak hasofrim. So if someone writes with some sort of liquid or fruit juice or dust or scribes dust of a whole davar shenemiskayim or anything else which is not lasting, potter, you are going to be potter. More cases where you're going to be potter for kosev. Achar yado, if someone wrote with the back of his hand, baraglo, pivu, marpeko, with his foot, his mouth, or his elbow, kasav os acha samach laksav, or if someone wrote one letter by a letter which was already previously written, meaning in order to be chayiv, you need to have two letters written down, so you have one that was already written, you write one letter next to that, you're not going to be chayiv. Kasav al gabe ksav, and if you have tracing over, you're writing one letter on top of letters which are already there. Niskavin lichtov ches v'kasav shnei zayinin, or if someone meant to write a ches and didn't finish off the top and it came out as two zayinim, two zayins, so you might think that's considered two letters, you're going to be chayiv, but you are not. Achas barch v'achas bakor, if you wrote one letter on the ground and one letter on a beam, you are going to be pater. Kasav al shnei kosle habayis, if someone wrote on two separate walls of the house, al shnei dape pinkas, or on two sides of a notebook where they cannot be read together, ve negin zemzev, they're not able to be read together, then you are going to be pater in all of those cases. The mission of those concludes and says, Kasav os achas no tarikon. If someone wrote one letter as an abbreviation, like he did a hey with a smichet for Hashem, Rabbi Shua ben Meser Mechai, Rabbi Shua ben Meser says you're going to be chai, v'chacham potrin, v'chacham say you are going to be potter. Comes the Gemara and starts by describing the different inks that we mentioned and translating them from Hebrew to Aramaic. So Dio Diosa, ink is referring to Diosa. Sam Sama, Sam is Sama, Sikra, Amra Barachana, Sikarta Shema, it's referring to Sikarta. Komos Kuma, so Komos is Koma, Kan Kantom, Amra Barachana, Amr Shmuel, Charta du Ushkafe, so it's referring to the Charta de Ushkafe. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Uvechol Davar Shu Roshim. So our Mishnah told us that anything that leaves a mark, you're going to be Chayv. Lasuye Mai. So what's this coming to include? Lasuye Hadatani Rabbi Chanina, Ksavo Bemei Tariya Va'afza Kasher. That if someone wrote a get, so we're using Hilchos get as another form of writing, so if it's kasher in terms of being a get, then you're also going to be chayiv for it on Shabbos. So the Braisa says that if you wrote a get with some dirty rainwater or some other sort of juice, it's going to be kasher, so that would mean that you're going to be chayiv for using these substances to write on Shabbos as well. Now we have another Braisa that talks about get. Tani Rabbi Chiya Ksavo Ba'avar, that if someone writes a get with lead or b'shach or b'shichor or some sort of coals, kasher, it's going to be kasher for a get, again, meaning that you're going to be chayiv for writing with these things on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah said, Amasar d'Abasar, someone who scratches letters on their skin. So Rabbi Eliezer said you're going to be chayiv, and the Chacham said you're going to be potter. So Tanya, there's a brisa that elaborates on this. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer al-Chacham, Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chacham, V'halo ben stada hoti kshafim mitzrayim misrita sha'abasaro. But this guy named Ben Stada, he used some sort of sorcery from Mitzrayim while scratching this onto his flesh. So we see that this is a normal method of writing. So Amar lo, Chacham said back, Shotahaya, that guy was a fool. Ve'in mevin rayim in ashotim. We don't bring any proof from fools. We're not going to try to make halachos based on what deranged people do. And then the Mishnah said, "Kasav osacha samach laksav." If someone wrote one letter alongside another letter, then you are going to be potter. So Mantana, who is the author of this shita? So Amarava Bar Avuna Delo Kerabbi Eliezer. Whoever it is, it's certainly not Rabbi Eliezer. How do we know this? Because if it was Rabbi Eliezer, he's the one who says Ha'amar Achas Al Ha'arig Chayev. He's the one who says in the Mishnah that if someone added one thread to something which was already woven before Shabbos, then you are going to be Chayev. Normally you'd have a sword and shear as to how much you're going to be Chayev for doing Ariga, for weaving. But if something was already started before Shabbos, you just added one to it, you are going to be Chayev. So the same thing he would hold, that if the writing was there before and you just added one letter to it, you would also be Chayev. Then the Mishnah said Kasav Agabe Ksav, that if someone traced over, you wrote over an existing letter, you are going to be Potter. So Mantana, who is the author of that statement, of Chista, did look Rabbi Yehuda. It is certainly not like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Ditanya, so if someone is writing the Shem Hashem, you have a sofer that's writing a Torah, and he needs to write Shem Hashem. So in order to write Shem Hashem and to have it kosher, you need to have kavana, you need to have it lishma, you need to have intent that you are writing there. So someone needs to be writing Yod-Heh Vav-Heh, Yod-Keh Vav-Keh, Viniskavin Lichtov Yehuda. But instead of writing Hashem's name, they're going to write Yehuda with a Dalit, and they're Vatav Elohi Tovo Dalis, and they forgot, and they accidentally missed the Dalid, which ends up spelling Hashem's name, but they didn't have the proper kavana to write Hashem's name. So Mavir Alav Kol Musu Mikacho. So a person's allowed to trace over that while having the proper intent, and therefore it will be good. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that tracing is actually a significant act. Chachamim disagreed, and they said, no, this is not the ideal way to do it. So again, showing that we see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who would hold that if you traced over letters on Shabbos, you would seemingly be chayv. Now the Gemara goes further into the Malach of Kosev Tana, Kosev Osachas Vishim Sefer. So if someone wrote one letter, again, normally you're chayv only if you wrote two letters, but if you wrote one letter and therefore you can completed a book, Aragchot Echad Vishim Lebegad, or you wove one thread and thereby completed the garment, chayv, you're going to be chayv. Mantana, who's the author of this? Amarava Baravuna, Rebbe Eliezer. He hits this. Rebbe Eliezer, we just saw before, Damar Achas Al Ha'arig Chayv, who says that if you add one thread to a previously woven thing, you are going to be chayv. So we would say the same thing here, you're going to be chayv. Ravashi Amar, though, Ravashi says, no, not necessarily. Afilu Tamar Rabbanan, it could even be the sheet of the Rabbanan, who said you're going to be putter in that case of Rebbe Eliezer. And it's different over here because Lahashem Shiny, when you're completing something, it's going to be a totally different entity. Not necessarily makav patish, but it's going to be a different form of kosev, a different type of oreg, and you're going to be chayv. Now we have another halacha about kosev. Amar Rabbi Ami, kasev osachas b'tverivo achas b'tzipori. If someone wrote one letter in Tveri and another in Tzipori, chayv, you're going to be chayv, even though these aren't two separate places. Because this is a valid writing, but it just lacks the fact that it's together, and therefore you're going to be chayv. And ask the Gemara, but our Mishnah said the opposite. If someone wrote on two walls of the house, are on two columns of the ledger, but they are not able to be read together, Potter, you're going to be Potter. So why should this case be any different? Why should you be Potter by the Mishnah, but chayv in this case that we just mentioned above? So answer the Gemara, by the case of writing one letter in Tveri and Tzipori. So you have two pieces of paper that you just need to bring them together, and then they could be read together. But by our cases in the Mishnah, if you have two things on two separate walls, the only way to do it is a maisa of chopping down the rest of the wall, so that way they're going to be together. So that's why it's going to be totally different. There's a maisa that would need to be done to bring them together. Now comes the Gemara and continues, says, Tana, we learned in a brisa, Gios Achas, that if someone corrected one letter, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, the Hashta, Kasav Os Achas Potter, Gios Achas Chayiv. So we just said that if someone writes one letter, he's going to be Potter, but correcting one letter is going to make you chayv. It doesn't seem to make much sense. So answer the Gemara, Amar of Sheshes, Hachamayaskinak Yonche Natalo, Legago Shel Ches. No, rather, it's a situation where you took away the roof of the Ches, the top of the Ches, Rashav Shnei Zayin, and therefore you made two Zayin. So it really is as if you wrote two letters. Rava Amar, no, Kigonche Natalo, Lesago Shel Dalid, Vaso Reish. Now, we're talking about a case where you took away the crown of the Dalid and you made it into a Reish. And this is the situation where you're saying you're going to be chayv, probably because, as we said before, now you're being mashlim the safer. Even though you just fixed one letter, now the book is complete, and therefore you are going to be chayv. Then we said another ruling, says the Gemara, Tana Niskavin Lichtov Osachas, if someone intended to write one letter, Valdu B'yad Oshtayim, but ended up writing two, let's say he meant to just write a ches and accidentally wrote two Zions, chayv, you are going to be chayv. Hotanam Potter, but we learned in our Mishnah that a person is Potter in such a case. Lokasha Hadibai Ziyune, Hadilo Bai Ziyune. One is a case where the Zions that you have now here needed a crown, in which case you're going to be Patur because it's not complete, but when it has the proper crowning on it, then you are going to be Chayv. So that's the difference between our Brisa and the Mishnah, which we said before. One, you'd be Chayv, one, you'd be Patur. When you have this Ches, that really turns into two Zions. Then the Mishnah said, Kasav Osachas, no Tariko, and that if someone wrote one letter as an abbreviation, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir, Mechayv, Chacham, and Potrin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir says you're going to be Chayv, and the Chacham say you're going to be Patur. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi ben Zmir, Minayin, Lilshon, no Tariko, Min HaTorah. So where do we find any abbreviations in the Torah? Says the Gemara Shenemar, Ki Av Hamon Gaim Nisaticha. When talking about Avraham Avinu, it says he was the Av Hamon Gaim. So Av Hamon is all an abbreviation for what? So says the Gemara, Av Nisaticha Umos, that he is a father for all the nations. Bachor Nisaticha Baumos. And I've made you a Bachor, the chosen one amongst nations. So that's for Av. And then Hamon is Hamon Chaviv Nisaticha Umos. I made you the beloved among the nations. Melech Nisaticha Umos. I made you the king over the nations. Vasik Nisaticha Umos. I've made you the distinguished ones among the nations. Neman Nisaticha Umos. I've made you the trusted one. So that's Av Hamon. That's what the abbreviation really is. Now we have another example of an acronym. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar Anochi Notarikon. So the first of the Aseres HaDibros, the word Anochi is really an abbreviation, which stands for Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yahavis, which stands for and means I myself wrote and gave the Torah. That's what it's referring to. Rabbanan Amre, the Rabbanan say it's a different acronym, Amira Ni'ima Ksiva Yehiva. Really what Anochi stands for is these words, which means a pleasant statement was given and written by me. That's what Hashem is saying. In a third version, Ikan Amre Anochi Yom Afrei. Really you're supposed to read the word backwards, Yod Chaf Nun Aleph, Yehiva Ksiva Ne'amanin Amareha. So it means it was given in writing, a reliable are its statements. This is really what Anochi means. Now we have another acronym, Debe Rabbi Nasan Amre, Ki yarat haderech linegdi, when the angel is giving the musar to Bilam for striking the donkey. So it says yarat, which means yara rasa natsa. That means that the donkey was afraid because it saw the angel and turned aside. Now we have another example. The Bira Bishmal Tana Carmel, when talking about the minchas haomer, and you have to be using fully developed grain. So it says Carmel, which is like talking about developed grain again. So it's karmale. It really refers to a full head of grain. Now we have another example. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, hu kilani klala nimretza. So when David was explaining to Shlomo about what happened with Shimi ben Gera when he cursed him out, he said, no tarikoni. He used an acronym, which basically stood for noevhu, moavihu, rotseahu, tsorerhu, toevahu. He was giving all the things that Shimi ben Gera called him. He called him an adulterer and a Moabite and a murderer and an enemy and an abomination. He called him all these bad things when he was informing Shlomo of what exactly he did. And now we have one last example. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gamar, man daber man etzdak. When Yosef's brothers were being yelled at for taking the goblet and being found in their possession, so Yehuda got up and said all these words of man daber man etzdak. And what it really stands for, etzdak, is nechonim manachnu, tzadikim manachnu, torah manachnu, dakim manachnu, kedoshim manachnu, that we are innocent, we didn't do any of these things. That's another example of an abbreviation, min ha-Torah. Now we finish off this parak with a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, akosef shteyosios b'shtey ha-lamos. So we saw this Mishnah earlier in the Gemara, but the Mishnah says that someone writes two letters in two lapses of awareness. Achas shachars v'achas bein arbaim, or one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Rabbi Gamliel mechayev ha-chachamim potrim. Rabbi Gamliel says you're going to be chayev for that. It's going to be considered as if you wrote two at the same time, and the chachamim say you're going to be potrim. So Michael Miflegi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Gamliel savar ein yedia l'chatzi shir. The machloka seems to be about whether realizing after makes it now into two separate actions or can still consider it as if it's one action. This is the machlokas about kosev. This is Daf Kuftal Mez and Hadron Allah Habona. This is the end of Habona, the 12th parak of Masechah Shabbos. We're halfway through Kuf Hay Amar Aleph, but this is the end of the 12th parak. And Rosh Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak HaOreg. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.